That unexpected apparition shook me to the core. And from some corner of memory, Croker stepped with his irreverent and sarcastic outlook. Old busybody smells ripe for her centennial bath. Might even be time for her to brush her teeth. The thought was so startling I looked around. Had someone spoken? I was alone. It was just a thought in his style, loosened by the strain. When I looked forward again, the apparition had faded. I shuddered. The smell lingered. It was not imaginary. A man passing stopped, startled. He sniffed, looked odd, hurried off. I shuddered again. Was that how it would be? Dreams awake and asleep both? I shuddered a third time, frightened. My will was not strong enough to resist that. Several times during the day the stench came back. Mercifully, the apparition did not accompany it. I did not make myself vulnerable by opening channels of power again. Narayan came when it was time. I had not seen him since morning. He had not seen me. He looked at me oddly. I asked, "What's the matter?"
"There's something... an aura."
"Yes, you feel like the Daughter of Night should feel."
He became embarrassed.
"The initiation started in an hour. I talked to the priests. No woman has ever joined us before. There are no precedents. They decided you'll have to face it the way everyone does."
"I take it that's not..."
"The candidates stand naked before Kina while she judges their worthiness."
"I see." To say I was not thrilled would be an understatement, though initially my objection was a matter of vanity. I looked like hell. Like a famine victim, withering limbs and bloating belly. We'd seldom eaten well since we had fled from Dejagore. I gave it some thought. It presented me with little choice, really. If I refused to disrobe, I suspected, I would not leave the grove alive. And I needed the stranglers. I had plans for them.
"I'll do what has to be done."
Narayan was relieved.
"You won't have to expose yourself to everyone."
"No, just to the priests and jamadars and other candidates and whoever is helping put on the show."
"It's been arranged. There will be 6 candidates, the minimum permitted. There will be 1 high priest, his assistant, 1 jamadar as chief strangler, with orders to strike down any chanter who raises his eyes from the floor. You may pick those 3 men yourself if you like."
"Odd. Why so thoughtful?" Narayan whispered.
"I shouldn't tell you. Opinion is divided about whether you're the true Daughter of Night. Those who do believe expect you to have the priest, his assistant, and the chief strangler put to death after Kina bestows her favor. They want to risk the minimum number of men."
"What about the other candidates?"
"They won't remember."
"I see."
"I'll be among the chanters as your sponsor."
"I see. I wondered what would happen to him if I failed. I don't care who the priests and strangler are." He grinned.
"Excellent, mistress. You must prepare. Ram, help me put the screen up again. Mistress, this is the robe you'll wear till you stand before the goddess."
He handed me a white bundle. The robe looked like it had been used for generations without having been mended or cleaned. I got ready. Chapter 65.